This afternoon, I'd like to offer two reflections on the same topic from two somewhat different perspectives. And the reflections are about perfection. Many people's overall life, including one's spiritual practice, is driven by some sort of conditioned, idealized concept of perfection. A concept that one endlessly strives to attain. Endlessly strives to perfect. If I just try harder, if I just think or say or do it right, all will be well. It will be. I'll be perfect. Or we live our life, we live our practice from the other side of this coin, caught in the conditioned habitual feeling of not being good enough, never getting it, never doing it right, living our lives, living our practice in a cloud of self-criticism, self-judgment. So this afternoon, I'd like to offer two views, if you will, of perfection. And the first comes from the poet, songwriter, singer, and long time devoted and devout Buddhist Leonard Cohen. The birds, they sang at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. Don't dwell on what has passed away or what is yet to be. Ah, the wars, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be caught again, bought and sold and bought again. The dove is never free. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. And the second view, if you will, of perfection is in the words of the great Taoist master Chuang Tzu. The mind of a perfect woman or man is like a mirror. It grasps nothing. It expects nothing. It reflects but doesn't hold. Therefore, the perfect woman or man can act without effort.